Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a very important article up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are already the closing out the week, the final broadcast I'm doing in the first week of 2007. It is Friday. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we have three separate guests. Actually, we have four guests joining us today. We'll have time to squeeze in a few calls as well. There's a really important article up on PrisonPlanet.com, and I talked to Paul Watson about it when the story came out, and I said, Paul, I didn't know about this. There was a big bombing in Madrid, Spain. For some reason, it's not in my stack. Guys, will you print that for me again? And I didn't even know, and I'm somewhat of a news junkie scanning around the news wires, and I called a few people in my family. I talked to people here at the office. None of them, some of them are total news junkies, addicts, had heard of this. A giant bomb went off and wreaked incredible havoc. But when they don't want to make a big deal out of it, it's kept quiet. So I'll get into that report a little bit later. Something else that's kept quiet is what's happening on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Californian borders with good old Mexico. And that is that Mexican troops come across routinely. And FBI agents have been killed, have been wounded. DEA have been killed and been wounded. Sheriff deputies have been killed and wounded, have been held up at gunpoint, have been robbed. Mexican troops have come across the border in Texas. We've interviewed the sheriff who was there when it happened and pointed machine guns at him and took the marijuana back. The Mexican troops take large payments from the illegal aliens. And act as coyotes, using their army trucks in many cases to drive across the border or to drive around Border Patrol to deliver them to U.S. soil. Of course, the AP reported yesterday the Mexican government, in conjunction with the U.S. government, since they're working together, is going to pay in an opening program $200,000 GPS systems to navigate them into the U.S. And let's say they're the cheapest GPS I ever heard of, let's say $50 a piece. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And, of course, there's the comic books that say this is Mexico and that the U.S. belongs to Mexico. Come get it. Aztlan, the mythical kingdom, and it tells in there, don't beat your wife, by the way. The Americans get really mad at that, how to stay under the radar, how to sneak in, what to do, how to get on welfare. So we have a country of 100 million people literally attached to us, pumping in 30 million of their population, using us as a revolutionary steam valve, because they would have no doubt had a revolution down there, probably with a good outcome, certainly possibly with a good outcome, if they hadn't used the U.S. as a steam valve. And you have tens of billions a year being sent back just from their paychecks, not to mention the tens of billions being sent back that siphon through all the welfare fraud. There is no federal or state enforcement to stop fraud. Some of these people, in cases when they have been caught, have had seven different identities, pulling seven different welfare checks. But I'm gonna lay all this out. And why? U.S.-Mexico pact revealed billions to non-citizens, but we mentioned that a few days ago. No, it's happened again. Gunmen force guard troops to flee Border Patrol post. That's the Americans, land of the cowards, home of the slaves.
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember the reporter Ed Haas, who we talked to about a month ago, who had interviewed the Israeli-American who had reported to the FBI on record? We confirmed this months before 9/11, and I heard people in Hebrew talking about when the towers get knocked down in September, the Americans will know what it's like to be hit by terrorists. And it's on record he went to the FBI. Well, now more of this story has been confirmed. I've had a chance to learn the name and get the number of the individual. Actually, a few weeks ago, I've been so busy I haven't been able to follow up on it and get a hold of them the times I called. But the individual now has signed more statements to the FBI, and so we'll give you an update on that in about 22 minutes from now. Then we've got Webster Tarpley coming on at the bottom of the next hour to talk about Gerald Ford and the Bush connection and then some of the current things that are happening. And then Tony Gosling, who is one of the preeminent experts on the Bilderberg Group in the world, runs the bigbilderberg.org website. He'll be joining us coming up to talk about the global elite and what their programs are in the third hour today. So that's the guest that we have joining us. In the meantime, forgive me if I'm a bit slow today. I'm still a little bit under the weather. So you may hear me pause from time to time. to shelter you from the hacking and snarfing that's going on. Now, we're also going to be getting into the fact that terror is trivial when it's not Muslims. Madrid airport bombing received scant attention. And this happened over the last weekend, but still the average person hasn't heard about it. So we'll be discussing that a little bit later in this hour. But it happened again, and it's happened a whole bunch of times, and it never gets the attention it deserves. Can you imagine if Arabs shot at Border Patrol, or if Arabs or Muslims shot at National Guard and overran them, the type of hysteria, the type of freaking out? I mean, hide your children, lock your doors, people would build shrines to SWAT teams with little men in black masks that they would bow down to. It's basically already gotten to that, but little sacrifices to it. I mean, that's the point we're getting to, where we worship our slavery, where we worship the paramilitary forces that rule over us with hate. But can you imagine, there were 54 back in 2005, American citizens, late 2005, kidnapped over the Texas border and taken down to Mexico and held. And it was kept very quiet when there was a huge week-long standoff and armed takeover, and some of the people got killed. 800-plus dead on the Texas and Mexico sides of the border in 2005. It was hundreds and hundreds last year. The State Department reporting that it was more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel, its highest threat level warning of not to travel into those areas of South Texas. There are over a million illegal aliens conservatively in Houston alone. There have been car bombs there, machine gunnings there, a car bombing in Dallas, shootings in Austin, San Antonio. And, I mean, imagine trucks blow up and then catch the house, on fire next to them and blow people up in them. And it's just minor footnote on the Dallas Morning News, minor footnote on the nightly news. You see, they know what to hype. They know what to not hype. And we've had a bunch of Border Patrol killed and shot. And then always they say somebody shot them from over the border. And then always a few weeks later, okay, it was Mexican troops, but they were rogues, and they've been hired by the drug dealers. Does that mean hired by the generals? Because everyone knows, it's on record, that every Mexican general is publicly a narcotics trafficker. The whole government runs the narcotics, and they sell them through certified drug couriers and conduits to U.S. drug dealers here in the continental U.S. I mean, all the time I say the government ships in the drugs, and people go, well, I got a cousin that's a drug dealer. He ain't working for the government. We're not talking about your small-time dope dealers. I know, they drive a Cadillac and live in a million-dollar house. They're absolutely nothing, okay? The real banks that launder the money get over $300 billion a year here in the U.S. alone. The major conduits. Take Colombia. You will have GPS on the crop spraying aircraft, and they will spray certain fields right next to other coca fields or marijuana fields or opium plantations, and they will not spray the one right next to it. It's all, are you paying your cut? Okay? So large portions are directly shipped in on U.S. government aircraft, trains, and ships. Then large U.S. corporations also ship in large shipments, and they're totally, totally protected. But then the lion's share of it is coming in through couriers and through other shipments by licensed drug cartels. And we've had Celia Castillo, a former head DEA agent in Latin America. He'd also been a Marine Corps, an Army sniper. He'd been a police officer. He'd been a Border Patrol guard and then moved up into DEA, so worked it all, saying that Las Zetas, the so-called paramilitary you know, Mexican army drug dealers all over the Southwest killing whoever they want, including police, by the way. But again, it's bad when you kill a cop, except when Los Zetas does it, it's kept very quiet. It's like, cop union, just shut up, okay? This is the special group. You keep your mouth shut. You want Los Zetas to come get you. And they've tried to hire Selly. He's, you know, they train right down there in South Texas, and it's former CIA commandos, still CIA, down there running the whole op. In fact, Selly told us 3 years ago, and it came out in the news last year, 2 years after he reported it, that they were hiring all the former death squad commanders from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Panama, Guatemala, thousands of them to run the death camps and the extermination squads in Iraq. And lo and behold, it has now been in the Associated Press. It's been in the big papers out of Caracas. It is admitted. And now the Boston Globe reports, as well as the Associated Press, that they are have huge recruiting stations all over Latin America, and that a large portion of our troops are now foreigners. Oh, they're breeding and training and preparing hardcore Latin American death squads right here in the U.S. In fact, if the globalists ever decide to kill me, that's probably who they'll hire to do it. They don't care. They're and the cops will lick their boots. They can kill however many cops they want. These little cowardly creatures just love it. They want to pull over old ladies and shake them down. They don't want to. They want to take their body armor off. Here, shoot me, Mexican troops. Because they love to cower and listen to Rush Limbaugh. They love fake conservatism and weakness and lies and the destruction of this country. All right, I've been a little mean. I just want to illustrate how ridiculous all this is. Cameras in school bathrooms, checkpoints all over the country. The Bush has announced he's reading all our mail. We already knew this, folks. They open mail all the time. Most of the stuff comes to my house has been opened. I mean, what do you expect living in a banana republic run by a bunch of gangsters? And I shouldn't go off about the police. It's just so many of them have been killed. I mean, some drug dealer or some old lady shoots a cop, man, they act like Jesus died. But whenever the Mexican troops kill them, it's kept real quiet. And those cops are told, stick your thumbs in your mouth and suck on them and shut up. And they say, yes, a boss. Yes, it's just pathetic. It's pathetic. But, all right, I'm already burning out all our time. I need to go over what's happened. U.S.-Mexico pact revealed billions to go to non-citizens. That's coming up, actually, secondarily. This is out of the AP. Gunmen force guard troops to flee Border Patrol post. National Guard troops at an observation post near the Mexico border were forced to flee a group of armed people. And we've got sources there in Arizona, and it's the same MO. It's Mexican drug troops that control that area, and the reports are it's Mexican troops. Well, again, we've had a sheriff on from South Texas who's had the Mexican troops pull right up, aim guns at them, and take the marijuana away they just seized 3 miles over the border. You're not taking our shipment, buddy. And what did the sheriff and his deputies do? I couldn't help myself. I mean, I would just take cover and open fire on them. But again, that's not even macho of me. I mean, you know, you got foreign troops in your country, your instinct should be to kill them. If they're aiming guns at you and shooting at you. But nope, not Americans, man. We've been trained to lay down. I was just on a national talk show right before I came on and did this live hour, and I brought this up, and they said, well, we got to be nice. Well, I was talking to one of the producers off air, actually. They were like, well, you got to be nice to the illegal aliens. Gunmen force guard troops to flee Border Patrol post. And you really can't knock the guard because they're not allowed to have loaded weapons. That's right. Can't have loaded weapons. It's the one place you can have troops constitutionally is the border. But no. We're going to have armed National Guard in New Orleans taking little old ladies' guns and shooting American citizens. But you, the troops who are not allowed to apprehend illegal border crossers withdrew safely and no one was injured, said National Guard Sergeant Edward Balban. Okay.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and 3 world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the 3rd World War, to produce their 1 world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The way this works is the media tells us when to get upset. Huge bomb goes off at the airport in Madrid. They don't want the public to know about it, so it's buried in some news wire, and no one learns of it for 4 or 5 days. Oh, yeah, that's how this operates. So we have total bedlam on the border. We have the Mexican radio stations all announcing that this is Mexico. 600-and-something billboards saying L.A.'s Mexico, ha, ha, ha. Federal government finances the whole thing. Every few months, Mexican troops open fire, wound, or shoot up the vehicles of Border Patrol. It never makes national news. And this is how it operates. Now, up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have the actual local newspaper articles that have more details of what happened than what the AP reports. But I'll bet my bottom dollar that these were Mexican troops, because Mexican troops don't let anybody else operate down there. You pay them the money, they bring you across. Now, you'll have a coyote who's leading them, but he is shepherded to the border or across the border, and then it's his job to get you to a safe house or to the vans that pick you up on the highway. And the Border Patrol reports they catch about 1 out of 10 that come across. So if you go read the AP article, gunmen force guard troops to flee Border Patrol post. National Guard troops in an observation post near the Mexican border were forced to flee a group of armed people who later ran into Mexico, authorities said. The troops, who were not allowed to apprehend illegal border crossers, withdrew safely and no one was injured, said National Guard Sergeant Edward Balaban. Well, can you imagine if our troops were going across the Mexican border shooting at their people and killing their people? I mean, Mexico would just go into a complete cardiac arrest. As a U.S. citizen, you try sneaking across the border down there, boy, they'll put you in prison and suck every dime out of your family, and it'll be called good by our media. U.S. Border Patrol officials are investigating, run by Chertoff, who's even an American. Don't you love America, where foreigners are our little Nazi viceroys like Chertoff? U.S. Border Patrol officials are investigating the 11 p.m. Wednesday incident and are trying to determine who the armed people were and why they approached the post near Sasebe in the desert corridor between Nogales and Lukeville. Balaban, the sergeant, said the troops didn't know how many people were involved because it was so dark. The area has been the busiest in the Tucson sector for marijuana seizures. Agents have seized 124,000 pounds of marijuana. What we need to add to an article we're writing about this is that it first started 4 years ago. Remember the bounties on Border Patrol? And then my dad, whose patient was then the head of the Texas Border Patrol, no longer is, said, "Is that true?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, that's true." And he made the joke, you know, it's like $200,000 bounty. That's a lot more than we're worth. And like, it's funny. You know, I guess he was just making a joke about it because it's uncomfortable. And then people tried to deny that, and then they took out ads in Mexican newspapers saying there's bounties on people's heads. What was it? One of them was a $20,000 bounty for any dead Border Patrol? Yeah, that's real neighborly. The papers take ads. Imagine U.S. newspapers. Imagine the Brownsville paper or the Kingsville paper in South Texas taking an ad. Hey, $20,000 to kill Mexican Border Patrol. I mean, that's how institutionalized hate of the U.S. and kill the Yankee is down there. And I'm sick of it. And I don't want dumb twit state police pulling me over on the side of the highway and wanting to search my vehicle. That's why I get mad at you, you idiots. We're getting killed and kidnapped and car bombs are going off, and you idiots, and I mean you, the whole government. Well, the people that work for the government are a pack of morons. I shouldn't. I'm just so mad. I know most of you are awake and are good people. I'm talking about those that think a checkpoint keeps me safe. Just stop it. Stop lying to yourselves. I'm so mad I can't even think. When we get back, I'm going to run down a few points that are key concerning how this goes into the whole North American Union system. And then we'll go to Ed Haas and a lot more. Big Friday transmission. I'm Alex Jones. I guess I'm American Al-Qaeda because I want to control our border. If you're not for Bush, you're against it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
We up.
Way up north,
north to Alaska,
go north,
the rest is on.
North
to Alaska,
go north,
the rest is on.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92
with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901, where the river is winding.
Welcome back. We're going to go to Ed Haas with a big part two report on 9/11 prior knowledge pointing towards Israeli involvement somehow, and we're very close to getting the individual, the Israeli-American who was an Israeli Defense Force veteran himself, on the broadcast. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Look, there's so much I could say about the Mexican troops and the paramilitary drug gangs shooting and killing and kidnapping and doing whatever they want, in some cases 1,000 miles into U.S. territory. I mean, up in Indiana it's happening. It's happening in Washington. It's happening in New York. And They only put a few hundred National Guard on the border. And they claimed they were going to build a fence, and then they canceled the fence. That fence was dead on arrival. You could read the legislation. It just said, this legislation allows the federal government, if it wants to build fences. Folks, if the federal bureaucracy that runs things, not Congress, wanted to build a fence, it'd do it. Of course Chertoff is killing the fence. So that's what's happening. And we have our government announcing in an order Bush has issued that Mexican illegal aliens working in this country will be paid Social Security. You got to love that. They're illegal aliens, but the government's going to mail them Social Security checks. No questions asked. They're felons, but that's okay. And again, they go into the banks. No, the AP report, I know Paul's doing a story on this. He's doing a rundown on this. It needs to be in there. You need to dig out that AP article. There were several others. The headline was something like lenders help immigrants, something like that. And it went into how 500 big lenders don't ask for ID for housing, car, home loans, bank accounts. And, you know, I mean, I get mad at the police. They're just following the bureaucracy's orders. We should be mad at the New World Order. We should be mad at the globalists. They are using the third world population to break down this nation's sovereignty, to have a voting bloc that'll vote for gun control, for breakup of the U.S., for the North American Union. The $24 billion or $23 billion funded Ford Foundation openly says they want no borders. The U.N. says they want no borders. The Council on Foreign Relations, in their SPP.gov agreements that they wrote that have been executed by the executive outside Congress's control, state that we're going to have a common border with Mexico and Canada, so the border will be around North America, not national boundaries. This is all part of the plan. The Democrats are now in office, starting their new legislative session. And on the top of the agenda, amongst restricting free speech and things of that nature, hate crimes laws, is the blanket amnesty known as the guest worker program that legalizes all the illegals and lets corporations bring in unlimited skilled and unskilled workers. So it won't just legalize all that are here or all that can get here. It will now allow them to bus and fly them in legally. So it's the end of a border. And it is encouraged by our narco-terrorist government with the narco-terrorist state of Mexico to keep it quiet that Mexican paramilitary forces, regular army, are attacking and shooting and killing and kidnapping and maiming. Hell, every few months I read stuff out of South Texas, out of Arizona, New Mexico, where a dozen homes were burned last night by roving gangs of Mexicans. Can you imagine if roving gangs of whites were running around burning 12 black houses? It'd be national news, and it should be. Can you imagine if whites were out burning Mexicans' houses? We basically have the plan of San Diego being implemented. You don't know what that is? Google it. On our border right now, and our government loves it. They're killing this country. As David Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs 3 years ago, that they want to end U.S. sovereignty by hook or by crook. And so this is the type of reports I have here in front of me. U.S.-Mexico pact revealed billions to non-citizens. Them enforce guard troops to flee Border Patrol post, AP. Arizona Daily Star, armed group forces guard to flee post on border. Mexican soldiers freelancing for drug cartels on U.S. soil. CNS News, this is a good report. And again, I've had the sheriffs on who 2-3 miles over the border, Mexican regular army, admitting army, walk up with machine guns and say, you will give us the dump truck full of marijuana back or we're going to kill you. And what do our sheriffs say? They say, yes, sir, boss. How high do you want me to jump? I'll just go run some checkpoints down the road on citizens. They're a bunch of sheep. They'll put up with it. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. Later, I'm going to get into the fact that a huge bomb went off in Madrid, Spain, over the weekend. And I've talked to a bunch of people. Nobody knows about it. I didn't learn about it till yesterday. I'm ashamed. And that's the control of the media. There were a bunch of bombings in Asia over the New Year's, but because they weren't connected to Muslims, because they were real terrorist attacks. And I'm not saying there isn't terrorism, ladies and there's lots of it. There have been over 100 terror attacks in the U.S. in the last 10 years, but they're never called that. You talk to any FBI, any police, they'll tell you. Oh, yeah, but we're not allowed to talk about it. Why? Because they're real. And then later, all that time, I'll get into why that is. It's so sick. But, boy, when our government does an attack, you're going to hear about it forever. It's going to be Hollywood. It's going to be spectacular. But some Basque blow something up in Spain, you're not going to hear anything. Or if something happens over in Thailand, and it's the military out of power doing it to the current military coup, you're not going to hear about it. Okay. I appreciate Ed Haas coming on. I have gotten in contact with the source. We're vetting all of it. I think the best thing to do here is just recap what the story is, the fact that the guy did go to the FBI, that's on record. He did warn the FBI. This isn't just, Alex is reporting on some rumor of some guy that claims he heard people speaking in Hebrew at a Jewish cemetery in New Jersey about how the towers were going to get knocked down in September, and then that's all our proof. We have the FBI letters, the letterhead, the phone calls made to the FBI agents who said they're not allowed to talk about it. We know he did write these letters to them. We know they got letters back. We know he met with FBI. And now I've talked to the individual. That is, I've got his name and number. He's called me. I've called him. We're playing phone tag. We're getting him on the show soon. Ed Haas has talked to him many times, but I've got his name and all the info now. Ed Haas, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. It's good to be with you again.
You bet. We got links to the Muckraker Report right now up on Infowars.com. We're going to clone your story for posterity up on Infowars. And now you've gotten photos of this. Recap what happened and then give us the latest update and how long till we can get this guest on air.
Well, the recap is October of 2000. This individual's in a cemetery in Elizabeth or Newark, New Jersey. Apparently, it's right on the city line between those two cities. He's in the cemetery. He's clipping English ivy. He overhears a conversation in Hebrew. He had described the cemetery logistics to me in my first article. What he had heard and what he had quoted to me was individual speaking and the statement, "The Americans will learn what it is to live with terrorists after the planes hit the Twins in September." And this is in October of 2000. He hears this, goes through the process of trying to share this information with the FBI. He was asking for protection in exchange for this information. He is former IDF, a veteran of the Yom Kippur War, and showed me letters that he received from the FBI, which you now have. He showed me two business cards that the FBI agents left with him. And, you know, I wrote the first story. And after I wrote the first story about this information, a reader of the Muckraker Report who lived up in New York emailed me and said, "I don't live far from the cemetery. I'm going to go down and take pictures." And I said, "Well, that would be
great." And sure enough, there's the English ivy. There's the wall he was behind when he heard him saying all this.
Right.
There's everything.
Right. And, you know, my point in this second article is, you know, there were definitely some critics and naysayers on the first article. And my point in the second article is, you know, anybody who wanted to make up a story like this, certainly I'll concede that if they were really planning this thing out, I guess you could go to a cemetery or you could pick any location and use it as your backdrop. But I ask questions in the second article like, you know, why make it about English ivy? You know, why if you're going to create a hoax, who thinks about saying he's an American Jewish person, he was in a Jewish cemetery, why make it about English ivy? I talk about the business card. Some people on the first article said, well, anybody create FBI business cards. And that's true.
But you called the FBI.
Right.
Now, I saw the pieces attacking your piece, but they didn't legitimately go, you could fake those cards. You could fake.
Right,
we posted the cards with the numbers, with the FBI letters.
What's interesting about the cards, Alex, is the cards, each card that was left with him, the phone numbers had changed. And so they crossed out the last four digits of their phone number and wrote in the correct number. We see that on business cards all the time. And then each handwriting's different. And so my argument to people is, you know, if I'm going to create a fake card of two individuals, fake business cards, you have to be a pathological liar, in my opinion, to say, let's make it more authentic by changing the phone numbers and have two different individuals write those numbers.
But I mean, Ed, let me stop you. This is the way the Internet works, and that's fine, because people need it. But the criticisms of your story really weren't legitimate, so I don't even know why we're spending time on it. I mean, we can do that. I mean, look, I can put a video up or link to a video of Dick Cheney saying he's a CFR former chairman, saying that he kept it secret from his constituents, and people say that it's a fake video and Dick Cheney was never a member when he's listed as a member and a former co-chairman on their website. So, let me stop you. You know, it's like Police State 2000. I went and videotaped Marines trying to take our guns, admitting it was for American citizens, the Coronado troop ship coming in, hovercraft landing, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, and people still say it's fake and isn't real. You can go to the Marine Corps' website and see their own photos where they talk about it. So, I mean, at a certain point, you know, reporting on people in denial, the point is you've gone and vetted the story even more, and you...
I did a Freedom of Information Act request, and I got a response from the FBI, and it was pretty quick.
Well, I mean, regardless, the FBI admits they talked to this guy. They just won't say why, and they won't talk about the case. I mean, again, you called the FBI. Now you've got letters from the FBI. I don't know what people are looking for.
Right. Well, they asked for a waiver, a privacy waiver from the individual, the source of this information. And I called them up and said, would you be willing to sign a privacy waiver that allows the FBI to release any documentation that they may have with your name on it related to this story? He said yes. I mailed him the waiver form. He signed it. He mailed it right back to me, and I've now forwarded that waiver to the FBI. So I'm prepared, if necessary, to go to court with the FBI to get these documents because I believe they exist.
Well, regardless, the FBI wrote these letters. They admit these letters are real. The business cards are real. You called the FBI. The agents did work there at the time.
Yep.
This guy is scared for his life. He should be. He heard this, he's saying. And, you know, I'd give the story a 95% credibility rating. There's a small chance it could be some elaborate disinfo. But why would Israel want to put out info that they were involved? That they wouldn't. They would want the complete opposite, Ed.
Correct.
I mean, I don't like particularly reporting this story. You get a lot of heat doing stuff like this. But, you know, we've got to because it's got so much credibility. And I've been watching you for a couple years, Ed. You've done a lot of good, serious reporting yourself.
Thank you.
I mean, you look at quack sites. All they do is attack each other and put out this info. I mean, you can go look at those. And I mean, you can find out who's doing what real quick by looking at a site. You've just been doing mainline reporting. And, you know, you vetted this for months and months. You didn't just run with this the first time you heard it.
Right. I'm anxious for you to talk to the individual. I mean, the thing that's impressed me about him the most, Alex, is anytime we talk about this in great length, some of our calls are short, some of them are pretty long, he still feels terrible because he feels as though he could have stopped it.
Now let's be clear. He went to the FBI three separate times. He got a visit from them, and he kept telling them about what he saw, what he heard, and they did nothing. And now you talk to the FBI agent, you talk to the female agent, and she told you that she can't talk, she'd get in trouble. Repeat that conversation. Tell the listeners her name again.
Her name is Robin Gritz, and I called her directly. In about a five-day span, I was making a lot of quick phone calls to the FBI, and I decided to call her directly. And when I finally got her on the phone, it had only been 5 days since my first inquiry at the Newark Division, and she now works headquarters, FBI. And I got her on the phone, and she was...
And she said there'd already been meetings about this and that she wasn't allowed to talk or she'd get in trouble. They're having meetings.
She knew about my inquiries because when I introduced myself, she said, I believe our public affairs office has taken care of this for you. And I said, well, I just decided to call you directly. And that's when she said, I am unable to talk to you about this. I would get in trouble.
That is smoking gun right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, because the FBI will tell you if there's been a case. No, we don't have a case with this individual. We do. Well, now you've given them the release for them to release his personal info. Stay there, Ed Haas.
I will.
Part two of the report, photos of the cemetery and a lot more, are up on Infowars.com right now. We've got a link to the Muckraker report as well. This is an important story. That's why we're covering it.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You know, we followed up the dancing Israeli story. I even had the police chief on who had them arrested, and he didn't want to. I got him on about one subject. He also believes Americans should be forced to take microchips. Remember that, folks? And then I got him on for that subject and then brought up the Israeli story with him. And all I've ever said is Israel couldn't carry out the entire operation. That'd be like if four guys robbed a bank. And, you know, I'm saying there was a British guy, an American guy, an Israeli guy there, and somebody else. And somebody goes, wait, you're giving the American a pass. You're giving the Israeli a pass. We don't give anybody a pass. We're going to what the facts show. Clearly, Dick Cheney was in control and ordered NORAD to stand down. Clearly, 2 months before, he took the power of the generals to shoot aircraft down away. Clearly, Bush had troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan the months before with the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk the day before Newsweek reported, September 10th. And hundreds of other points. The White House called Mary Willie Brown, told him not to fly. FAA called Salman Rushdie, told him not to fly. The CIA was running drills with NORAD of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon that morning. FEMA was running Tripod 2 drill with Building 7, moving the command center out to the end of the pier that day. Hundreds of other points. That's all we're saying is that these global agencies are all together. Criminal elements in a pyramidal structure, nexus at the top. And clearly, Odigo, Instant Message Service, admits that they gave the call hours before to get their employees out from Tel Aviv to New York. We reported on that. Put it in my films. So this is what the New World Order tries to do. They try to get you to say it's one group or the other. You know, it's either the Jews or the Catholics or it's the Protestants or it's the devil cult or it's the... No, it's evil people from each group working together in the New World Order structure. But they, the globalists, though, want to make it all about a specific group racially or ethnically or religiously so that they can then either just demonize that one group and then minimize the effect of the whole structure being defeated. All right? Going back to Ed Haas, who I appreciate coming on with us. Ed, I think it's an important story, and I've looked at it carefully. If it is disinfo, it's pointless for the establishment. This guy is on record contacting the FBI and telling him this before. Why on earth would they want this out there if it was disinfo, Ed Haas?
I agree with you 100% what you just described, and I try to articulate that in this article. This is about prior knowledge. This isn't the only case of prior knowledge. You just rattled off 25 examples of prior knowledge. You know, my argument always is prior knowledge means, at minimum, criminally negligent homicide. You know, if you have prior knowledge of something that's going to happen, that's going to endanger or kill people, and you do nothing with it, that's there's laws on the books that say that's illegal. This is about prior knowledge. And who had prior knowledge and who profited from it? And you just listed so many examples of prior knowledge. And, you know, sometimes I get frustrated because I sit here and go, why? What is it? What is it about our system now that's preventing real criminal investigation and people? I always tell, I make the argument, if you and I had this information, And it was revealed, this prior knowledge information, the government would have us in jail. I mean, Mousawi's in prison for prior knowledge, the alleged 20th hijacker. They got him on so-called prior knowledge. Well, the evidence in his case seems pretty minuscule to the evidence that the American people have on the real prior knowledge of this event.
Exactly. Stay there, Ed. 70-second break. We'll come right back to you for 5 more minutes to finish up. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. More than